everyone. Welcome to Stories with Little Nana. Today, we are reading Itchy Bear by Neil Griffiths, illustrated by Judith Blake. And guys, I want to ask you something. What do you do when you're itchy? If I'm itchy, I'll say, Mom, can you scratch? That's totally the spot. Thanks, Mom. Now, are you ready, guys? Get cozy. Bear was enjoying a nice long sleep. In fact, he would have slept all day long if he hadn't begun to itch. And it was no ordinary itch. It started between his toes, then behind his ears, and under his chin. And soon he was itching all over. I must find somewhere for a good scratch, he thought. He found the perfect rock for scratching a bear's bottom. Ooh, lovely, thought Bear. Do you mind? Cried a mole, appearing from a small mound of soil nearby. I'm trying to do some serious digging down here. Go and scratch somewhere else. Oh dear, thought Bear. Then he spotted the perfect branch for scratching behind a bear's ears. Wonderful, thought Bear. Excuse me, shrieked a tiny owl peering from a dark hole in the tree trunk. I like to sleep during day, and you've just woken me up. Go and scratch somewhere else. Oh dear, dear, thought Bear. Then he saw the perfect rocks for scratching a bear's tummy. Ah, heavenly, thought Bear. What's going on? Yelled a squirrel from inside the hollow log. I'm trying to count my hazelnuts in here. Go and scratch somewhere else. Oh dear, 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 thought Bear. Then he found the perfect pile of twigs for scratching between a bear's toes. He was just about to start scratching when... Oi! Hand back that twig! Demanded a tiny millipede. That's part of the roof to our house. Go and scratch somewhere else. Oh dear, 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 thought Bear. Then he discovered the perfect tree trunk for scratching a bear's back. Is there anyone there? Asked Bear cautiously. Bear looked all around to make sure. Ah, good, he thought. At last, I can have a jolly good scratch. Ow, 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 ow. This just isn't my day, thought Bear. But he had stopped itching at last, and the apples tasted simply delicious. And my apple tastes simply delicious. The end. Are you enjoying, guys? Well, I enjoyed it. Did you like the... Oh, dear, 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 dear. this book was presented to Uma Anak Huma, very far away from Jakarta. Thank you for your endless support for us. We love you, and remember, we're so proud of you. Your support will be donated to Ruma Anak Humba for Fill Up the Shelves program. It's a children's book donation for orphanage at Wangapung, Sumba, Timur, and Indonesia, where I live. Bye, guys. Come back with stories for little Nona. Bye.